It's been a tremendous camp. You know, watching the practice today was a lot of fun. It was more like watching a game than it was watching a practice. 20, 30 or so live plays and a bunch of 11-on-11.
The training camp contract you guys have with the university here is coming to an end. I think last year is the next year, right? What are your thoughts about long-term camp here versus camp in Kansas City?
Well, it's been a great experience here for us in St. Joseph, and this is the fourth year of a five-year agreement. We wanted to give the new coaching staff a chance to experience it. I will say that everything I've heard from Andy about being here at the university has been extremely positive, both in terms of the facilities and also how accommodating the university has been for us. So I think he has a very positive feel for it. It's something that we'll address at the end of the year as we go into the last year of the contract next year.
From a practical standpoint, could you have a training camp at your facility in Kansas City?
I think you could. Obviously, you don't have the environment that you have at a university where you have the dorms and the cafeteria right there close to the dorms. So I think we could have the camp there, but it's a different environment. And personally, I like the team going away and the bonding that takes place in the 3 or 4 weeks that they're together here.
20-some-odd teams are staying home. I mean, why do you think that trend is?
I don't know. I can't really, speak to that. I think part of it might be over time teams have built better facilities at their training center where they can accommodate more players. They have an indoor facility. But frankly, what we have here at Missouri Western is as good as any training facility in the National Football League.
Clark, can you talk a little bit about your interaction with Andy and John compared to
each past guys in this position? Probably the biggest difference is I spend more time talking to the head coach. Andy and I, we speak frequently. I still have a lot of interaction with the general manager, with John, but I have interaction with both of them. They're both very bright football people and also great human beings, and it's just very enjoyable to talk to them, whether it's about what's going on with the football team or what's going on in life.
So how involved do you get? I mean, is he updating you on position battles and who the third-string D-end is and things like that?
We're not to that yet. I have had some of those conversations with John. John stays very much on top of the roster and the depth chart. But as we get closer to the season, I'll have more of those conversations.
Is that a result more from maybe not saying that you learned from maybe past mistakes, but is that something with this new group of guys that you wanted to do was to kind of be more hands-on, maybe more than you were in the past?
It definitely is the case. We changed the reporting structure, and so it's important for me to spend more time with the head coach. Andy's great in sharing information and letting me know what's going on and what his plans are for practices. But it's a byproduct, really, of the structure.
Clark, how much more comfortable do you feel this year as CEO?
Well, I feel great about the football team. There's a lot of excitement about the team, about Andy, about Alex Smith. We had a lot of our season ticket holders out this morning, and it was great talking to them and hearing their enthusiasm for the season. So I feel confident like everybody. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of opportunity for improvement. That'll take place over the next 3 or 4 weeks, and hopefully by the time we get to Jacksonville, we're ready to go. I feel very good organizationally. We've been fortunate to have Mark Donovan running the business side of the operation for the last 4 or so years. He's done a tremendous job on the business side, and now we have John and Andy on the football side, and I feel great about that as well.
Clark, a lot of contact out there today and some tackling from Brown. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts seeing guys like Jamal Charles and Dexter McCluskey and other guys you're counting on this year going through this kind of thing on a training camp class?
Yeah, well, I think it gets you ready to play football. Here in a couple of weeks, we'll be playing preseason games, and they're going to tackle to the ground. I think from a conditioning standpoint, it's valuable. I think probably from an execution standpoint, it's also valuable. But I will say there are a few times out there where you hold your breath, and you hope the back or the receiver, whoever gets tackled, you hope they pop up. Today it looked like we got through the practice fine without any additional injuries. And our trainer pointed out to me that a lot of times injuries occur when one guy's going full and another guy's going half. And when you've got 11-on-11 tackling, everybody's going full speed. And it played out that way today, and hopefully it will throughout the rest of camp.
What have your interactions with Alex Smith been like? Have you gotten a chance to talk to him? And
I've had a chance to spend some time with Alex. He and I went to dinner back a few months ago, so I had a chance to get to know him. Everything I'd heard about him, great individual, a strong leader, very intelligent, that all came through in that dinner. And watching him out on the field, he has a definite command of the offense. I think every guy out there respects him, and just a tremendous addition to the football team.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, guys.